Live.
Number for you to bring up anything you want here, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Live every single night of the week with you tonight. It's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, North Korea news that is a little bit unexpected. We'll share that with you here in a little bit. And in addition to that, some school-related stuff. Nemi, we're going to start things out with your story about a poem that apparently is not going over too well at one particular school. And then we'll follow that up with a young man, age 6, who has been suspended for making a gun with his fingers. But we can tell you more about all that here in a little bit at 855-450-FREE. Start out with Nemi. Where is this one happening?
This is in San Francisco, where a 17-year-old high school student has been suspended indefinitely after writing a poem in her personal notebook, which included the lines, "I understand the killings in Connecticut. I understand why he pulled the trigger." A teacher at the Life Learning Academy found Courtney Webb's notebook and reported the poem to the principal, who suspended the student. So note here, she didn't turn it in as an assignment. This is something that was in her notebook that a teacher found. The school district
found
found, quote unquote. Right.
It sounds like a personal journal. I mean, more so than anything else.
I mean, you don't accidentally. The folder doesn't fall to the ground, and
you certainly don't pick it up and read through it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this took reading. This wasn't just kind of a, you know, it's not like she wrote death real big on one page or something like that.
In gigantic 72-point font, right? So the school district is now deciding whether and when Webb can return to the small vocational school. Webb and her mother have reached out to the media to decry the school's actions. They told NBC's Today that Webb was simply expressing herself and exploring ideas about helplessness and darkness that she believed were behind the Newtown massacre.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Never in my life have I heard that you couldn't mention a tragedy that happened. I didn't say that I agree with it. I said I simply understand it, Webb told Today. Noting that she felt the school is making her look like, quote-unquote, a monster.
Yep.
Her mother said that she believes her daughter's free speech is being violated, and I agree with her, quite frankly. That's why I brought this in tonight. So she's been suspended indefinitely.
Indefinitely, meaning until further notice.
That's right, until the school board decides whether she can come back or not.
Jeez.
Pretty outrageous.
It's really, really kind of crazy.
And you know, I don't think that I would go so far as to say that I understand the Connecticut shooter, but I certainly respect this girl's right to write and think and explore. And I think if you come at it from I was thinking about this earlier today, many religions kind of encourage you to put the shoe on the other foot and consider the other side of the story, which I don't think we really see in media or whatnot. And so this girl, whether she said she didn't say that she agrees with it, she said she understands it.
I don't really care what she said. This is art, and in art you need to be able to express yourself in different ways. Edgar Allan Poe made a living out of writing about being walled up in a tomb over and over again. I mean, it's not like it was just one of his stories.
My question is if this girl had written that, would they be all upset? I mean, think about these Agatha Christie novels for a minute. Somebody's dying every single time in some brutal way. This is what art is. Violence and death and these kinds of things play a large role in art, like currently and historically. And especially when you're talking about the written word. It's not like she's drawing babies with their heads lopped off or anything like that.
And so what if she was, honestly?
Well, so what if she was?
Had she written that she understands the troops, this wouldn't have been an issue, right?
Right, that would have been patriotic.
Right. And, I mean, what school-age male hasn't drawn tanks and army men blowing people up all over their homework?
Clearly you have.
I certainly did. You didn't do that, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
I did that. Come on.
Space stuff. Okay. I was big into the space stuff, so I had aliens, you know, UFOs, spaceship, yeah, blowing
zapping
each other up.
Yeah. Right.
So. I actually was a big fan of the Kirby Crackle.
What is that?
Jack Kirby is a famous comic book artist, and he put these little crackly things inside lasers to make them seem more exciting when you drew them.
Got it. Yeah, I don't know what that is, but I can
look it up. It's on Wikipedia, I'm
sure. I imagine it is. I think the subject matter certainly is a question here, because the troops can kill with impunity, and it's patriotic to support the troops. But to say you understand the killer, and I agree with you, Nemi, we don't really know much about this guy at this point. So to know what his motivations were, I don't think any of that information has been released yet, at least not that I've heard.
And again, it's not something that she turned in as an assignment. Right. I'd be interested to know how this teacher came across this notebook.
Oh, I would too.
And, you know. So one more note here. The suspension was based on a state law that took effect January 1st that allows a school to suspend or expel a student for making either a verbal or written threat against a school official that could result in death or serious injury, even if the student does not have the intent to carry out the threat. So this is worse than thought crime.
This is supposed to be a threat against someone?
Right. Well, the law, part of the education code, allows similar punishment if the student threatens to cause $1,000 or more in property damage.
It's very strange they put this kind of arbitrary number on it.
It seems that she's got an appealable case from even within inside their system.
The claim is that she understands, and so therefore the school, since the shooter was at a school, therefore it's a threat against
her school. She's going to kill
someone? I remember, do you remember, it was a couple of years ago, the kid that was suspended or whatever bad happened to him because he wrote a story based in his school where zombies came and ate the teachers and stuff. And
I remember that.
This, you know, to some extent, this reminds me of that.
Totally.
This wasn't a written threat on a wall someplace. I mean, this isn't a threat.
No, it's not a threat, number one.
It wasn't delivered.
And number two, it's spooky that she even got caught at this anyway, because it was her personal notebook or whatever. I agree. I would have been very interested to find out what exact circumstances possessed this teacher and gave that teacher the opportunity to look through the book. Did she leave it behind? Maybe when she left class,
like
it was there on the desk.
Looking through to see who it belonged to.
Maybe so, but I would have loved to have known how many pages
were in
it.
It's still not a threat.
How many
wasn't
pages,
delivered.
How many pages were in there? How many of the pages were written upon? How much snooping did this teacher have to do? Did the teacher just walk to the desk, see the book open to the page, and just couldn't avoid reading it? Or did they take the notebook and then take the time to page through it one page after another to see what the contents were?
Well, there's all
kinds.
It's
somewhere in between there, right?
Right. Every one of our imaginations has occurred in a school somewhere in America in the last 10 years. Everything that we can imagine, every scenario has already occurred. I don't think I don't hear this as a threat. It doesn't sound like a threat to me. I didn't even get it. You know, I don't work in a school, but I didn't even get it when that's what we're talking about initially. I heard a person writing some level of sympathy for the shooter. I wasn't really thinking that that's a school age person, so therefore this is a threat against the school.
I think empathy would be the right word to understand someone else's feelings.
Sure.
Let's go to the phones. You can bring up what you want. More about ridiculous school prohibitions in a moment, but Ed's on the line listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ed.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to get your input on the fiscal cliff.
The fiscal cliff. You know what? I saw some news today. I guess that they've put off the inevitable for another couple months or something.
Parts
like that.
Of it.
I am no financial expert. I don't pretend to understand the government's financial dealings and their finagling and all of that. Do you? All right. Thanks for the call. See you later. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us here on the phones, bring up whatever it is that you want to.
What I saw just in passing about the fiscal cliff was it's like $1 worth of tax cuts for every every 50 cents worth of tax increases. I mean, so it's like 50 to 1, just about. So, you know, this is by no means, this is another kick of the can down the road.
That person didn't really want to know about the fiscal cliff. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI. He just wanted to say the F-bomb on the radio waves, and it didn't work. 1-855-450-FREE. You can take control. Bring up whatever it is that you want. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and you may enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. Features like our mobile site. Go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. So depending on your bitrate, the bitrate of your internet connection, we've got different size bitrates for our streams. Go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. We will take your calls about anything that you want. On the topic right now, you can change the topic, though, if you would like. But we're on the topic of school prohibitions, ridiculous behavior on the part of school bureaucrats, outrageous circumstances like a young lady in high school being suspended indefinitely for having a personal notebook where she wrote that she understood what the killer, you know, something about the, she understood the killer, she claims, from Connecticut, and so that apparently was enough reason for them to consider that a threat against the school. Or threat against these school employees, which is outrageous. It wasn't in any way, shape, or form. But I've got something even more ludicrous here in moments.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. BitInstant.com makes it possible for you to deposit money at more than a million locations, including your computer at home. In more than 30 countries around the world, all you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, where your account is, and then make the deposit. It's that easy. It's BitInstant.com.
All right, so moving on to something more ridiculous, and there's just plenty of stories like this. There's never a shortage of government school prohibitions, these zero-tolerance stories. You know, everything from the Boy Scout that had a knife in his car because it was part of a first aid, a part of a first aid kit.
I'm curious, did they have zero tolerance policies when you guys were in school?
Not that I recall.
I don't really recall any either.
No, I got out of school just before the Columbine thing happened.
There was a time when it was actually some level of popularity to wear razor blades on your clothing when I was in school, and so I can tell you there was no prohibition against blades in my school because. You know, my friends and myself and, you know, other people wore razor blades. So, there you go.
Right, or carried cigarette lighters. That's the same idea now, too.
I'm sure we carried cigarette lighters, too.
Galloway Township, New Jersey. The story is from MyFoxPhilly.com. It's ridiculously blown out of proportion, says the mother of the 16-year-old Cedar Creek High School student arrested Tuesday, describing her son after local police found items at his home that could cause an explosion. She said, he really cares about people. He's kind, he's loving, he's brilliant. I think this is fear because of what just happened in Connecticut. The mother of the high school junior asked us not to identify her or her son. He may be sitting in a juvenile detention center, but she says he's a fine young man who volunteers to help senior citizens and was once a Boy Scout. She says his passion for collecting old stuff, taking it apart, and rebuilding things led to this arrest.
Yeah, there's nothing, you know, when some tragedy goes on like this, there's no amount of fervor too great in order to kind of squelch how people feel. It doesn't matter whether they're right or they're wrong. Except to the people it happens to. It doesn't matter whether they're right or wrong. Everything's understandable in this, you know, now.
Everything you mean as far as what the government does.
Yeah, whatever the government might do to make people safer is
you
just
can't
fine.
Be too sure, Mark.
Sure. Right. And it doesn't matter how many lives you ruin. I mean, okay, so this life is ruined. When you've been, as a 18-year-old or 17-year-old or whatever it is, been labeled as a bomb-making terrorist, your life has been ruined. Now, there may be some way that he can, you know, claw his way back here, but I want these people to imagine for a second it was their son or daughter, the people that have perpetrated this act against this family. I mean, I don't know what this kid has done or not done, but this is a very serious charge. And
I'll tell you what he did here in a moment. He was doodling, and we will reveal to you what the contents of the doodle was. Anyway, the mother said that he takes the parts and he builds things with them. Good things. You know, he's one of those kids. He's interested in doing more with his free time than just dicking around at the local mall with his friends. He's tinkering, you know, he's pulling things
building
apart.
Stuff.
Right, he's learning stuff.
He's a maker.
He's one of those.
The maker movement.
Right, one of those self-starters, an inventor, somebody like that. And, of course, you should just be going out and watching movies with your friends, son. You shouldn't be doing anything that could possibly suggest that you might be interested in things that go boom.
Right, like at movies with your friends.
She understands. She says, but here's the sad part. She says she understands authorities' concern in the wake of the mass shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. I think they did what they had to do. They were trained, and you can't be too careful, she added. Ugh. So the story starts out with her calling it ridiculous, blown out of proportion.
But I understand.
Later, oh, you can't be too careful. It's fine. Come on in, officer. You can search my home. No problem.
I haven't done anything wrong.
And this is the same. This is the same attitude that has resulted in so many of these things that have been blown up around America. In Boston, they blew up a traffic counter, one of those things, boxes that sits on the side of the road, and it has a tube across the road, and it counts the cars going by.
Don't forget the light bright.
Right, the light bright machines. There was a big bomb scare around the light bright machines. Down in Orlando, I think it was, they blew up a rocking horse that was left out, a children's toy left out in a cul-de-sac, just blew it up. I mean, you know, come on. What's the most likely circumstance here? That somebody left a bomb with a horse in the middle of a cul-de-sac, or that a kid left his toy out?
So she says she understands the teenager was taken from his class at Cedar Creek High in Egg Harbor City after teachers said he demonstrated behavior that caused concern. She saw him doodling in a notebook during class. Now, as we mentioned before, Mark, you and I both doodled, and Emmy, you also doodled.
Oh, yeah.
What were the contents of your doodles?
Oh, anything, really. It could have been aliens, like Mark said, or pew-pew-pew, you know?
Yep.
You know, just...
I drew a number of faces, cartoon kind of character faces.
I did that, nuclear bomb clouds.
Yeah, a lot of those.
Mushroom clouds.
I did mushroom clouds, sure.
I used to make like this shark ship thing that had guns all over it.
Yeah.
And also
I outfitted dinosaurs with guns.
Yeah. There you go.
Let's see. And a lot of guns, tanks.
Yep. Guns.
Guys, you know, things blowing up.
It's rockets.
Explosions.
There's rocket stuff coming out of the back and lasers coming out of the front.
Yeah.
I mean, these things were elongated pictures. Sure. I mean, and I didn't just doodle them. I put them on the side of papers I turned in. I mean, this was not an uncommon practice where I was. I mean, you know, the teachers didn't even think twice about it.
She, let's see. So what was it he was doodling? His mom says he drew a glove with flames coming out of it.
I'm terrified.
Oh, God.
I'm terrified. I may have to go home now.
God. You know,
I've drawn so many flames in my time as you know.
Only a generation that was required to strap their kids into child safety seats could be this freaking petrified. I mean, this doesn't speak to the child. This speaks to the adult.
Yes.
This speaks to what a bunch of wusses people in the school system have become. My
yes.
goodness, at my Christian school, this kind of thing would never have happened. I know because I did it. I did worse.
The discovery caused police to search his home in this quiet, well-to-do neighborhood of $500,000 homes.
I can't imagine the police searching anyone's house.
Doodle. I can't imagine the judge signing a warrant for that.
I bet you there was no warrant for this. The cops probably just went to his mom's house, knocked and talked, and were let in.
I can't believe the police would go do a search for this.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll tell you what they found here in a moment during their search. We'll also take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 855-453. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free here, 855-450-FREE. Still to come, more school prohibitions that you might find surprising, maybe if you've never heard of these things before. And I know we always have new listeners tuning in case you were under the impression that, oh, the schools are just there to help the kids learn. Well, no, apparently they're there to read their personal notes, read their personal journals, and get freaked out by seeing a gloved hand with flames coming off of it. And somehow determine that means that the person is possibly a mad bomber. And or
throw them into the grist. This is, you know, to some extent, schools in this country have gone from places of learning. If you know, and maybe they were efficient at that, then maybe they weren't. But they've turned much more into in funnels for the grist mill of the legal system. I mean, they're just kids are being tossed in all over the country into the legal system, and once they're in that apparatus, it's very difficult to get out.
Let's continue that here in moments. Also, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind.
Phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. Principal over there at SACL CAI, Jason Osborne's a big supporter of Liberty and consequently a big supporter of Free Talk Live. If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, try SACL CAI. They do collections, early up billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Really, three companies in one. And they know that how they treat your customers reflects on you. So they have their staff is trained in being respectful. They record every call and have the best equipment money can buy. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
By the way, thanks to Jake King 8767 for submitting the story to our website. That's how I found it, and that's what you can do as well. You can go to freetalklive.com, submit whatever article or news, you know, blog post or YouTube video, whatever it is you think is interesting, you think our listeners would find useful, you can submit it over at freetalklive.com as show prep. It then appears on the upcoming stories page, where it must receive a certain number of votes to be promoted to the front page of the site. And that's how this story got in front of us.
Yeah, if we read it from the, if we get a story from the site, and we get many of our stories from the site, we'll also try to mention your name.
I'm not so good at doing that, Mark, but I try. I do my best. Yeah. So,
you know, if we don't mention your name the first time, submit more stories.
All right. So myfoxphilly.com, just to give you the rest of the story before we go right into your calls and your thoughts. The details, though, on what the police allegedly found at this young man's house. He's 16 years old, Cedar Creek High School student in Galloway Township, New Jersey. He was caught doodling in a notebook during class. His mom said he had drawn a glove with flames coming out of it. That apparently caused police to search his home in his neighborhood of $500,000 homes. They found electronic parts and several chemicals that, when mixed together, could cause an explosion.
I can't tell you how many explosive things I whipped up as a kid.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, I don't know how explosive they would be. And what does define explosion? I mean, when I'm driving a motor vehicle, I'm having explosions go on thousands of times a minute, right?
Baking soda and vinegar in a 2-liter bottle. Doesn't that
Coke and Mentos.
Go boom? Coke and Mentos, yeah. That's yeah. One too. So who knows what they're talking about here. And as you pointed out, there's plenty of, you know, young people, probably mostly male, although, Nemi, maybe you did this too, you know, getting M80s, lighting those off, throwing them black hats all
night. We made pipe bombs when I was in high school. So, I mean, you know, I think about the things that I did when I was in high school, like even in grade school, like in fifth grade, I did a history project where I went in and made musket balls in front of my class.
In front of the class.
So you made it, mixed up gunpowder in front of the class.
No. Mixed up lead in front of the class, melted lead, and formulated musket balls.
Okay.
And it's ammunition, technically.
Yeah, all right.
You know, history lesson.
Great shot.
Could that happen now? I don't think so.
Well, I mean,
I certainly don't think so.
Interesting little meme I saw on the internet was, you know, back in the 50s, they had shooting ranges at schools. I mean, I was talking to a neighbor who's quite old, and he was talking about how he brought his gun to school so that in case he saw something that they might eat for dinner, he'd shoot it. I mean, this is how the world has changed. People are worried about, and I don't know, I mean, but if you're considering correlating information, you know, and there were fewer shootings at schools in the past, then maybe kids should bring guns to school. I don't know.
Investigators stressed there was no threat or danger to the school or anyone else. The school was thoroughly searched.
So the officials have stressed that there's no danger. However, they have arrested somebody.
Yes, they charged this young man with possession of an explosive device. Even though it was never said here in this story that he had an explosive device, they just said he had some chemicals and some electronic parts that, in theory, could produce an explosion.
In theory.
You know, he could have mixed some chemicals together to make something that goes boom, but we don't know in what way goes boom.
And the way these stories are written often draws up a picture. I guess I'd have to ask, you know, were all these chemicals in his room? And
not clear.
Right, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know. Were they underneath the cabinet?
Right, and then
did they happen to be in the house?
What
How did they get in the house?
Of it?
Did this mom say, here's another question I have, is did this mom say, okay, it's okay for you to come in and search? Because this is
she did.
Parents, this is a really bad idea.
Landlords, it's a really bad idea as well.
How did she help society by letting these cops come in?
She sure as hell didn't help her son out.
She didn't help her son. Now, if your son is going to grow
really
up
to
be some kind of mad bomber, I suppose one can make that argument, but we don't have any evidence of that.
Nope.
If she doesn't believe her son's a bomber,
why is she cooperating
with
the police?
Why would you cooperate with the police if you...
she's obedient.
If the idea is entered into your mind that your son might be a bomber, perhaps you should go and take a look.
She's obedient. That's why. People do what they're told. I was talking about that.
I can't change things for her, but I can change things for the thousands of people listening. If the cops come to your door wanting to search because they think your child might have some stuff that would lead to a bomb, do not let them in.
Right.
That's correct.
They need a
warrant. You're under no obligation to let them in, but you're also not under an obligation to even talk to the police if they show up at your front door. Look, if they're going to come in, they're going to come in. You don't have any obligation to talk to them because the cops are sneaky, man. They're trained to intimidate you. They're trained to to elicit information from you on a consensual basis.
They're not there to be your friend.
Right. And the more chit-chatty you get with them, the more likely you're going to tell them something that they can then use against you or your teenage son or daughter in these cases.
Well, the fact is that anything, if one word comes out of your mouth, they can interpret that word
however they want.
Right. I'd like to see how one can be convicted of possession of an explosive device when all he allegedly had was some chemicals in the house and some electronic parts.
But he probably won't be convicted.
He'll probably take a plea deal.
Fewer than 1% of cases end up at trial. The vast majority of people, because of the costliness of the legal system to defend themselves against people who don't have to pay to prosecute, they just give up and they take a plea bargain.
Let's go to the phones. Viper is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Viper.
Good evening.
What's on your mind tonight?
I listened a while back to what I guess I call in my head the penis tree episode, and you had Johnson on that night.
My God, what was that? The penis tree?
I think this was referring to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I was not on for this show.
Oh, right, right. Okay,
but there's a penis tree at Porkfest?
Let me see if I can recap this. There was the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year and last year, I guess. There was a map at Porkfest that Johnson, who is longtime affiliated with this show, comes in on every other Thursday night now and fills in to do the show with us. But he's one of our longest-running, probably our longest-running co-host at this point. And he's a graphic designer by trade. They brought him on board the Porcupine Freedom Festival to do the map for Rogers Campground.
Paid him?
I don't remember that
detail.
That's
my understanding.
I don't remember that detail. But anyway, he put.
No, he was not paid. I remember him saying that.
Okay.
Thank you for clearing that up. He put a penis, a tree in the shape of a penis, on the map. Now this map is large, and this was a very small tree. It was not, it was not obvious.
Half an inch.
It was. Yeah, I don't even know if it was that.
But a tiny penis tree.
A tiny penis tree.
It was among other, trees. It was kind of in a row of trees, and somebody noticed it.
It's a little Easter egg.
Somebody noticed it, and they got their panties in a wad over it. And if you want to stand by Viper, we can come back and talk about it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you want and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. nation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want. If you dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. Still to come, the 6-year-old who is in big trouble. For, I don't know how you describe this. He's closing his hand partially, sticking his index finger out, and putting his thumb up.
Making, like a gun. Making a gun with his hand.
Yeah.
Gun motions.
Yeah. At least that's what some people would call it, right? Someone pointing their finger with their thumb sticking up, ultimately, is what this is. But we can get to that story here in a moment. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Viper is on the line with us. And, Viper, you had brought up the penis tree episode of Free Talk Live, which was involving Johnson, one of our co-hosts, who had done a design for the Porkfest map, which included an inside joke, kind of an Easter egg joke on the map, of a tree in the shape of a penis. It created some level of controversy. Apparently some more prudish folks took notice of that and were very upset by it. What were your thoughts on that, Viper?
Oh, I didn't have a problem with it, really. I had actually called about something unrelated to the penis tree, but I thought it was hilarious, and it always made the episode stick in my mind. So,
gotcha. Okay.
What I wanted to ask about was, you guys spent a lot of that episode teasing a segment about the online job application assessments, or some of them were even given in paper form when you applied for a job.
Mm-hmm.
And you had said that you were going to talk about it, because Johnson had some information about it, but, you know, the callers called and...
Yeah, a lot of times we say we're going to do something, we never get around to it. But I've got Johnson on the line. Maybe he can answer your question for you. Apparently, Johnson, we thought this was going to be about the penis tree. So I called up Johnson, and but then you asked about the show prep that actually Johnson had brought in. So maybe he could still comment on that.
Sure. I'm an avid reader of lifehacker.com, and I believe that that article is over there. If you, find me on Facebook, I can probably find the link and link you to that article.
Are you going
to
be in tomorrow? I think you're going to be in tomorrow night, right, Johnson?
Yeah, sure. And if you still have that prep there, we could just talk about it tomorrow night.
I don't have it here, but maybe you could dig it up, and then we could do that at the top of the show tomorrow night. So maybe that would work for you, Viper, because it would make more sense if we actually had the prep here in front of us. Usually if you want us to talk about something that we said we were going to talk about, you can call us, like, shortly thereafter. What you're talking about happened, I don't know, a few months ago? So we don't
have
that.
Yeah, I don't remember when I heard it. It just stuck in my head.
Right. Like, if you were to call the next night and say, hey, you guys didn't talk about such and such last night, well, then it'll be a matter of me, like, going back in my show prep a little bit. And because I've got a big, what I do is I take, when I get stuff that I want to talk about, I just dump it all in a big text file. And so it's easy for me to access what I had last night for show prep. I just scroll down a little bit. It's there. But in this case, it's Johnson's prep, and he's not here. And so it makes it a little bit more difficult. Plus, there's been months in between when we actually were teasing it and when you called about it. So try to be a little faster, and we can do it better. But we'll try tomorrow night to remember to do it.
What was the name of the website that Johnson mentioned again?
Lifehacker?
Lifehacker, yeah.
Lifehacker's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Ian, speaking of things that you just recently mentioned, I just wanted to say, that thumb and forefinger gesture?
Yes.
I believe that is also called the Shooter McGavin. The Shooter McGavin.
Ha, why?
When you shoot somebody, you're giving them the Shooter McGavins. It's a reference to an Adam Sandler movie where this guy is very obnoxious, and he always basically shoots people with his finger gun.
Gotcha.
That is obnoxious.
Yes. Thanks, Johnson. And Viper, did you have any other thoughts tonight?
I did not. Take care, gentlemen.
All right, so we'll make a note. Well, we'll try to bring that that show prep up tomorrow, and thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Steve is in North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hey, I'd like to talk about the last time I called the police.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Well, here recently on Facebook, I guess I was bad-mouthing the police, and this gal pipes in, her brother or something is a cop, and she said, oh, yeah, well, you know what? It'd really be, sarcastically, it'd really be a shame if you had to call the police, huh, after you've been bad-mouthing them like this. And I said, well, look, lady, you want me to tell you what happened the last time I called the cops? Here's what it was. It was a few years ago, and we were hanging out at home, and this guy, so we heard the dogs going crazy in the backyard. And this guy, I looked back, he jumped our fence with a gun in his hand, finger on the trigger.
Whoa.
And then he jumped, and when he saw the dogs, he looked like he was going to raise the gun up at the dogs, but he saw that they were on a leash. We had a hole in the fence at that time. We usually don't leash them, but at the time we had a hole in the fence, so we had to put them on a leash. And when he saw they're on the leash, he, I guess, thought better and decided not to, shoot the dog. Then he jumped the neighbor's fence, and then he went on down. So I called 911, and the lady says, yeah, we've had already about a half a dozen calls on this, And we all go in the streets. All the neighbors are in the streets. We're all looking. Everybody's pointing there towards the ferry. We live by a ferry terminal. So here comes the cops. They show up, and they said, what's going on? We told them. And so they came back about 5 or 10 minutes later and said, yeah, well, we couldn't find them. That was just the end of it as far as they were concerned. Well, I hopped in my Jeep with my
keep
son.
He's looking.
Sorry?
Keep looking.
Yeah. I hopped in the Jeep with my son. Now, my son's a full-grown man, so it's not like I was endangering a child.
Mm-hmm.
And we just went a few blocks down, and there he was. He was sitting on a porch of a house that he either knew or hoped was empty.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the gun kind of between his knees, and he was just kind of acting like he was chilling, So I drove by. I didn't look at him, and I called the cops again, and I said, look, I just found the guy. He's at such and such address. And he is moving in, he's moving in the direction of the ferry, consistent with what we believe. And, okay, fine. So we went back home, and I'm out in the yard talking with the neighbors again, and sure enough, about 5 or 10 minutes later, the cops come back. Well, they couldn't find him. And I said, look, just go put a patrolman at the ferry terminal. He'll be there. I gave a full description of him. He's going that way. I just kind of knew it. I had a gut feeling. Well, then I called up 911 later, and I asked, or maybe it was the non-emergency line, and I said, you know, whatever happened with that? Oh, they never did find him. We never did figure out where he was. Now, this is the same police station that a few years earlier had a car chase, and they totaled every single one of their cars in a single car chase. And then a few years before that, so they had to borrow cop cars from the next county over. A few years before that, there was an uptick in petty juvenile crime, you know, like vandalism and stuff like this.
Yep.
And it turned out that the reason why is because one of the cops was having sex with a 15-year-old girl. All of his buddies, his cop buddies, were covering for him. And as soon as the other children, the teenagers rather, found out that this was going on, they said, well, we can get away with anything we want to.
Wow.
And, because they said, you know, hey, if this guy does anything, or you know, we'll just rat him out.
So, damn, that's an amazing story.
Yeah, so that's my experience with the police.
So, police incompetence, I'm sure there's no shortage of stories about this. How many other people out there listening have had an incident where they've been better at solving the crime than the cops themselves?
I've got one. My motor scooter was taken. I think I was 15 or 16 years old. It was right about the time that...
it was cool to ride motor scooters?
I don't know if it was cool. It was the only thing that was legal for me to ride at the time. While you were walking, I was riding a motor scooter. Actually, probably while you were crawling at that point. But anyway, my motor scooter got taken, and we, of course, called the police and that kind of thing. It's a property crime, not going to be high on their list. But I think that to some extent, at some point or another, you're disabused of the notion that the police are going to spend a lot of time on your crime. Unless your crime's really high profile or something, you know, at some point they've got this little hierarchy of the way they investigate things, and if yours doesn't hit that, in the top region of that hierarchy, it's not going to go anywhere. My dad came down the next day, scooted around the neighborhood on his motorcycle, found the stolen motor scooter in somebody's backyard in plain sight, and, basically...
How'd that get there?
I think we called the police so that we could be able to put it on a tow truck and take it away. But got it out of there.
Steve, thanks for sharing your story tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Of course, a big version of this story was the D.C. snipers story. You remember that one where the two guys were terrorizing the D.C. Surrounding areas with murdering people, and there were all manner of police on that particular search. They were, you know, this wasn't just some cop rolling around in his cop car. They were having, you know, daily powwow sessions with the press and, you know, rolling in all kinds of outside help to assist, and it was a big deal. Well, the cops didn't break that case. It was an individual who saw what he believed to be the shooters at a gas, or, you know, some rest stop.
Pretty much the only terrorist act since 9/11 was also stopped by civilians, too.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up what you want. Hour 2 is next. Free Talk Live, more school ridiculousness coming up.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen.
Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.